Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Tell us about some new survey that's going on about manufacturing.
Right. Well, Enterprise Minnesota, it's a nonprofit organization that assists manufacturers across the state with upgrading their business practices and their technology. They do an annual survey called the State of Manufacturing, and this will be the third one. It's a statewide survey that they do, and they also do focus groups, and it's just to basically get a really good pulse of what's going on in the manufacturing industry in Minnesota. And the Center for Rural Policy is a sponsor again this year. And this is the third one, so now we'll be able to start seeing trends as things go along. The first one, of course, started in the, in the depths of the recession. And so last year started to show little inklings of improvement. And so it'll be really interesting to see what happens this year. I was just looking at some data from the Department of Employment and Economic Development, looking at manufacturing, and it's starting to show some rumblings of improvement there. Job vacancies are going up. So there's hopefully more jobs coming along, and hiring is looking a little better.
So how big of a piece of the economic pie is that?
Well, it's still a significant part. It's not nearly what it was back in the 80s. It's been on kind of a long slide, but it's still a large part of the economy along with agriculture.
Okay. And I noticed I was reading an article in the local paper recently about a local manufacturing business, and it was interesting because they were talking about how their employees today need to be cross-trained in so many different areas than what it used to be. So it's, you know, it's kind of interesting to see how education and manufacturing have had to work together to sort of, you know, prop up what is a very competitive business.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, education is a huge part of it. Those low-skill, no-skill manufacturing jobs, those are the ones that all went to Asia. Mm-hmm. And the ones that have stayed behind that really the U.S. and Minnesota really needs to focus on are those higher-skilled jobs, the ones that create products that are value added, that have a little more value to them. And that's why it's really crucial that we make sure that we work out the whole education thing. People can't stop their education at high school or college anymore. They, at the rate that technology moves, if we're manufacturing continues in the direction it's going, which it will, into the high-tech area and the really much more sophisticated types of manufacturing, workers really have to be sure that they're doing that continuing education and keeping up those skills.
Indeed. So is this report being compiled now, and when do we expect a release date on that?
The survey and the focus groups are going on right now. It's in production, and it will be released on February 22nd.
We look forward to it. Thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.